best tea in the city. Giving you the best of me. On Kaya 959. Amazing. On the street. Amazing. On the air. On Kaya 959.
Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city, a Tuesday edition of it. And as you know it, we have conversations, right? Okay. Today's conversation goes as follows. Are you one of those people that has a village of people, a circle of friends, family, colleagues, or a blend of, that you can talk to about anything, but you choose not to, especially when you're faced with problems? We are continuing with the alone theme. Yesterday it was like alone again. Today, again, another layer to being alone. My problems are mine. Alone. You are that person, right? It frustrates the living daylights out of your people, friends, colleagues, and family. And my question is, why do you do this? Why do you stonewall when you're going through something? Busi says, I don't want to be defined by that problem. It is normal to shut down when you have problems and decide to like face those stressful situations by yourself. There are people who completely just do that. They're not even aware. They hear from others that you are there for us. You are that person? Why do you do it?
Nah, mine is a different story because everyone, especially in the family and friends, everyone, and then if there's any way I could help, well, definitely I'm helping. But when coming to my side, I'm on my own. I can call everyone. And then everyone won't be available for me. But I'm always, always, always available for everybody. So I understand this thing. I'm there for everyone, but no one is there for me.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why you stonewall when you have problems. 1, because you fear judgment. Sometimes people completely shut down because of that fear of judgment. They know that they can reach out to friends and family and even colleagues, but the thought of being judged pushes them away. Hence, they shut down and not communicate what they're stressed about. 2, why you stonewall is because you avoid second guessing yourself. Often we know what needs to be done. Yes, we might ponder with questions in our heads, but ultimately we know what the answer is. So you keep it to yourself because should you tell your loved ones or those around you, they might give you advice, right? And that may just likely push you to second guess yourself. And no one wants that. And I always say, once somebody has given you advice, chances are they're going to be your crutch. You're going to go back to them again and you're going to keep second guessing yourself. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on why you stonewall when you have problems. You don't want to hear, I told you so. No one wants to hear those words, no matter how truthful they are. So you have to avoid these words, you'd rather go through your problems alone, find solutions to them all by yourself. Why? How many people look like, I told you so.
You know, when you are the person that when people have issues, they run to, it feels like now when you go back to them, you're weak. So when you keep those problems to yourself, you still keep the strength that you always portray. Not that you're pretending to people, but it feels better when you keep to yourself and you regain your strength so that abanye abantu, when they come to you, they find you ugcwele, if you understand what I'm saying. So for me, that's that. I can't go out and seek help. You know, I deal with it in my own way.
Ngendlela yami. Do you stonewall? Do you hibernate when you are going through something? Or do you share?
Yeah. It depends. How deep is the deep? Why is Nosi avoiding this and looking at me like she doesn't always start this? But yeah, for me, it depends how deep it is, you know?
You should see. Hello.
Yeah. Because you know you always start off with Nos. And then it's me. Then she's just looking at me like, yeah.
She folded her arms and stared at me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm the one who's in trouble or JJ.
I thought you were staring at JJ. This is very confusing to me because I saw your eyes follow her eyes. So I thought...
No, my eyes are ambidextrous. JJ.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
It depends on... No, actually, it doesn't depend. I really do. I talk a lot.
Yeah.
When something is bothering me, you
know?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I thought so. I think that's why you're the happiest person in this building.
Really?
You think so?
Because
think so.
Mac just said the same thing.
I think so. I think JJ is the bubbliest person in this building.
Wow. Thank you. Now I feel like...
Wow.
Okay. I'm just a cloud of... Thunder.
Can I just say something? I bumped into a programs manager now.
You're the silver lining. Okay.
What? You know?
Okay.
Nice save, Uncle T.
Let me tell you this, Uncle T. In the kitchen, I bump into our programs manager, Mac, and he says the same thing to me. He's like, are you putting on a
facade?
A facade? Or is this genuinely you always like
24/7,
this?
24/7,
yeah. And I'm like, yeah.
I can attest to that. I mean, I've worked with you for long enough to say you're always this.
Yeah, I guess because I talk anyways. Yeah, it helps to talk. Yeah, it does help to talk.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, moving to the silver lining.
Okay, jeez.
You know what? I would love to offload. I feel like I would love to be open.
Yeah.
But from my experience of being open with people, I've learned that actually, I feel like for me, people were not listening. And so I felt like I was not really getting anywhere. I was not getting the support I needed. Mm. You know, when people, sometimes you want people to take in what you're saying, but then also offer up a solution, whether it be a good one or a bad one.
Yeah.
Just to offer up so that it kind of gives the sense that
you're a sounding board.
Yes, you're engaging with what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, if you give me nothing, clearly what I have to say or what I have to offload to you,
there's no way you'll come back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
So I'm going to stonewall. I'm going to, going forward, I'm going to keep it to myself. My problems are mine. I'm going to deal with it.
But where do you go? Do you go to colleagues? Do you go to a friend? Do you go to family?
I started with friends. And then I realized with friends, you know, sometimes it's not a good idea to go there.
Yeah.
And then I moved on to family. And that's where I got the response, the kind of, I wasn't getting the right responses that I wanted.
Or
sort of an engagement of like, don't worry, we support you, we love you type of thing.
It always,
and I don't know if it's because it's an older
generation
thing or a firstborn thing. They always expect you to know the answers to your own problem also type of thing.
It's part of your incubation.
So I felt like when it got there, family is supposedly the closest people to you.
That's right.
If they're not going to give me the support I need, then clearly, you know what? I'm in this alone.
Yeah.
So whatever mistakes I make, please, comments afterwards.
That's right.
Actually, don't comment.
Don't even
comment.
It's my life.
Yeah.
My problems are mine alone.
Thank you.
You too, Uncle T.
I have learned to keep it home.
Mm-hmm.
And... And the first person to see it, obviously, is my wife.
Yes.
It's like, ooh, mm-hmm. something is brewing upstairs.
Brewing.
And she has learned to give me that space.
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
Because she knows the minute I get out of there, it doesn't even take me 2 days. The minute I get out of there, she's the first sounding board.
Mm.
So this is what I'm thinking. This is what's happening. And I think this is the solution.
Mm. What a strong foundation.
I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. So I must mull over it first.
Mm-hmm.
Dissect it.
Mm-hmm.
Then. Yeah.
Get the sounding board.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And obviously, yes, you get banned by sharing some of the things with people.
Mm.
And then that's the reason why you'll shy away from them.
Yeah.
One of the biggest reasons people don't share and they keep their problems to be their own and own alone is purely because of that. They don't want to be a conversation later in their absence.
Yeah, or confused for that matter.
Yeah.
Because people speak when sometimes you have the solutions. Like sometimes I've got solutions to my problem, but you always want to like offload and then somebody provides another
Rather
solution.
Rather offload. I like what Dinelle said. Offload after.
Offload after,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nah, my problem is my problem because personally, I can advise someone
motho a tle ka ka mathata hae. It is based on my mood for that day. Advice ke mfang yona today, a se leng gore nka mfa yona tomorrow based on the circumstances that I'm facing on that day. You understand? So if ke le motho o happy with what I'm having on that day, ke tla mulela obviously positive stuff. If atlele anthosikile nare ke nalisaka ke tla mfa advice enare. So it's not always advisable for people to be going around asking for people for advice. They must just sit down and have a moment to themselves, introspect and do all those kind of things. I think the answer will be louder, you know. Yes, it's tough, but I always get the best out of silence.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-000-959.
Indeed. David, good morning. How are you, my brother?
Because of Robert's parents. Because of some of the guidance di ntatsileng.
Eish, mara wa tsama re ho jwang he mathata o shebile monna. Ey, tlwae bireke.
Ya, ne ke tsotsa go department eng yo. Some of mathata ga o shebile ba bang ba tsa rupu ba ipolae a ba bolele. Yeah, I lost my friend o tshuntse mosadi wa gagwe a ithunya le ena. Why I understand. And a go mkena ga ka o na le shapa ba bolele. So ne ke tla mo na le dilo tse general tse e leng gore o tlo gore wa di bolela di o bakele mathata go be worst practicals. Go na le dilo tse e leng gore tsona tse e leng gore o tlamehile o tile le tsona mo e leng gore bophelo ba gago mmele o botse. But if go na le di-guidance like friends and family, o tlo ba sharp boss. Why I understand?
Okay.
Because of rona ma-out a re bolele but bosester ba kgone go bolela
exactly.
A bana di-savana ba rona ga e David wa tseba nna ke a motorapa ke a motlapa ebile ke motsholele ga tatagile but rona ma-out re bolela ka dibolo fela nje fela re bolela ka mabjala re bolela kang a re bolele gore ko ntlong wa go yo monate ba feta re bontshaneng ke di-department tse ngata but some of the things prati rapela o tshepe modimo a o kaele o boele tsela.
Thank you.
You know the trauma of being disappointed, but that is one very big reason why some, maybe even myself, tend to not ask for help when the help is, you know, required or can be used. When you think I've got this person or these people around me that I can go to with almost anything and be like, guys, nah, I need a hand here, you know?
Yeah,
and you get a no, or you get an I can't, or you get a I'm not in the space where I can help you type of thing. That disappointment sometimes hits so deep that you get traumatized and you never go back to ever asking for anything of that sort. So yeah, the fear of disappointment is a big contributor to why people can stonewall.
And I stand exactly to that point, exactly. Are tlhakane for the drinks first to be there mara how re emon I need a shoulder. Oh ho Mpumelelo, hi.
Hi Tate Mkwele,
welcome my brother.
Hey man, it's long time, man.
Welcome back.
yes Tate Mkwele, you know how fikatabeng ya bua when we have problems.
Yeah,
can I really hope sometimes or you know like you know your circle out to
yeah.
So you've got this little hope what that I'm much from calling someone genuinely ask you, are you doing okay, kika chusa guy, you know? So at times sometimes lava subaba on our way along, they decide to keep quiet also. And sometimes we just need you to reach out to an Auriman, which I am here. Let's talk about it. Let's tackle it.
And I get another one about it, no, I got to Kennedy Tabata Motu. You know what I mean?
You know, that's why I always ask, not if you're in my circle, am I just Motu or am I your friend?
Yeah.
If I'm in your circle.
Good feeling, my bro.
You know, it's always us, the ones that are always there for people, always even offering solutions for people's problems. And when the tables are turned, We literally don't even reach out. I just feel, Jorge, you tend to be so comfortable in being the provider of assistance that you end up not knowing how to receive assistance or ask for assistance. Yeah. The sad part is it even gets worse to the point where you end up even being suicidal in the midst of a serious problem.
I get that's the point I'm talking about, where the stress, sometimes the problem you can solve. Others, they overpower you. They get so overwhelming, you don't even know what to do. Sipati, hi.
Hi, Mr. T, how are you?
I'm good, welcome.
Good, thanks. Hi, Mr. T, na kya bolela shem. Ake batho ba ngwana shwella motharing. Ake re sotho se re ha sa butla shwella motharing. So I ha ke na le di problems, I go out. Hore whether ha ke fetse ho bolela mathata ka, wena o tlo sala o bua ka nna, a e ke tsa gaotseo. Ke ya bua, ke kope thuso, ke kgone go ba right.
Because the kind of problem most people have, or, hey, is my problem going to be only mine or is now going to be a societal issue?
It's
about gossip, you know?
Well, like about gossip, but ho salang ke tsebatla be ke tshotse thuso, tla be ke le right ke fodile. So ke tsa house e tla be le wena o le stupid o sala o ntse o bua ka di ka mathata a batho o ketse ka re wena ha ona ona mathata. Because ka ofela rona rena le ona mathata Mr. T.
But let me ask you this, do you know who to go to though?
Yeah, I've got a friend that I go to.
Okay.
And sometimes I rata me with the friends li age group ya rona fela. Sometimes tane o batle le batho beng kareng ba hodile nyana ka tsebo ba tla o guide right ba ka se o lahlehisi Mr. T.
Thank you, Sipati.
I'm that person, Mina. Mina, I always want to see other people happy. I put my interest in the last, you know, angsizabantu in whichever way I possibly can. From church to family, friends, and so forth, neighbors. Some don't even bother to thank me, which I don't mind.
Yeah.
But in a problem, whenever Mina you are sinking in, even if I try to get assistance, I get judged, I get criticized. So I've decided I'll keep everything to myself. No matter how painful, no matter how severe my need, and the situation, no matter how dire, I keep it to myself. You know, I have been going through a lot, and recently I've almost committed suicide. I've had so many pressures and so many things. I still have, you know, but I cannot go out there and share with anyone, not even with my kids, because I don't want to hurt them. But I realize that Mina, when I have to receive or get help, nobody bothers. Instead, people misunderstand me and they judge me. So for that, I'll die alone.
Whew, that's painful to hear. Heroes die lonely. Tato, get hold of Peace and see if he needs help, assistance, professional help, and then maybe let's connect him to other people, yeah? Because I think that he needs to talk to someone.
Ain't no need.